Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry devoted to the expository study of Scripture. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled, If There Is Any. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. The Apostle Paul closed out chapter 1 of Philippians by telling his readers that it had been granted to them to suffer for Christ just as he was suffering. We previously learned how the word granted was to be understood as a gift, a blessing, and even favor. See Philippians 1, verse 29. Perhaps a hard truth to digest, but Paul followed this up with an immensely encouraging passage, and it begins right here in Philippians 2, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. The first word of the sentence, therefore, tells us that what's about to be said is in direct relation to the previous thought. And being that there were no chapter and verse breaks in the original text, we can easily follow the correlation. Even though suffering is to be an expected part of our Christian walk, and some suffering is even granted or gifted to us as a blessing by God, there is no reason in those times to lack joy and hope. In fact, Paul seemed to really want to drive home four primary reminders for those who might be subject to suffering for Christ. They are, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, and if there is any affection and compassion. The ifs here are rhetorical in nature, forcing us to ask ourselves some pretty hard personal questions. Will we look for encouragement in Christ, our Savior? Will we seek the consolation of love among other believers and in our personal relationship with the Lord? Will we commit to and pursue the fellowship of the Spirit with other believers? And will we seek out and pour out affection and compassion for our Christian family? Or will we do the opposite? Focusing on the negative of our situation or what we lack and isolating ourselves from other believers. Paul's words insist that we do the former. And if we do these four things, we find inward joy and we exhibit external evidence of our true faith as witness to those around us. Paul makes this even more personal by saying that if believers do focus on and remember these things, they make his joy complete. Like a parent, a good pastor also finds joy when the flock entrusted to his care grows in the love of the Lord and the love of others. This is confirmation of the fruit of his labor, and no doubt brings great encouragement, especially if the pastor, and in this case the Apostle Paul, is himself suffering for the cause of Christ and for the sake of the church. His work is paying off. As we've seen before, Paul is adamant that believers stay united in their faith. Operating in the same mind, the same love, and the same spirit, believers are the body of Christ and should always be intentionally working together for one purpose. Such an important reminder and one that we need to carefully and prayerfully consider. Here, inspired scripture demands that Christians be united in our faith. And this faith must be founded on biblical truths. Remember, there is no command to unite in purpose, work, or cause with any other faiths or even around errant doctrines. In fact, the opposite is true. See 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 to 16. However, there is this requirement to join together in the labor of love for the gospel, for fellow believers, and for our Lord. Going forward in this chapter, we'll see more and more encouragement to live out our faith in outward, tangible, and even very challenging ways. We'll be pressed to get outside the comfort zones the world tells us is right, surrender our wishes and our wills for the good of others, and push ourselves harder to walk the walk of true believers, all of which bring honor and glory to God, and they serve as a powerful witness to the lost and those weak in the faith, that it is indeed possible to live as Christ, as Paul said in Philippians 1, verse 21. We do appreciate you listening today, and we hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. And be sure to check out our 24-hour stream of teaching, scripture reading, and encouraging music at truthmattersradio.com. Have a blessed day.